Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. This week, my headline is, say the most important thing first. It may be the hardest, but it'll end up being the most valuable. If you're new to this podcast, I'm super excited that you're here. I'm in my 10th season, and this is all about being an intentional communicator. If you've been here before, I'm super happy that you're back. We are on a mission to help people work better together and alone. Collaboration is very, very important. It's critical. Communication, clear and concise, getting to the point is what cuts through clutter. I wrote a book called Brief that came out 10 years ago, actually 12 years ago now. And that book is about being clear and concise. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, I wrote a book called Noise. That's about the digital distractions and the disruptions and how divided our mind is with all the clutter in the environments that we live and work in, where our brain is in a million different directions. And then last year, I wrote a book called Quiet Works, which is making silence the secret ingredient of the workday. And those three books form what I call a Clarity at Work collection. It's a trilogy. It's a box set. If you want more information on that, you can go to thebrieflab.com. And there's a beautiful box set that we made that was around celebrating our 10th anniversary of Brief coming out. So here we are, headline, say the most important thing first. This is hard for people. It's uncomfortable starting with the point. It just feels a lot easier, kind of push it the point to the middle, or maybe just end with the bottom line. That's just the reality. And having taught this for many years, I remember meeting a person who had heard of the Brief Lab in our training facility. Our main training facility is based near Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Southern Pines, North Carolina. And I remember meeting this young guy who was in the military, and he's like, I've heard of the Brief Lab, and I was supposed to take your training, but I haven't yet. And he was kind of like trying to be a smart guy. And he's like, well, tell me one thing about your class that, you know, I should know. And I said, say the most important thing first. He was kind of alarmed, like, that's it? And I'm like, yeah, that's it. You know, if you've got something important to say, you know, realize the risks. The risks are, if take the main point, they call this in the military, bottom line up front, and if you take the bottom line, you put it at the bottom, that spells blab. And a couple years ago, I realized that, like, that was like the universe speaking back to us. You hear the risks. If you don't say the most important thing first, if you say it last, my mind's going to start to wander. I might start thinking about other things, or I might want to interrupt what you're saying, just kind of cut in. I don't know what the point is. I don't know where you're going, so I might just interrupt. You know, I tend to do this sometimes when I don't know what the point is. I'll just interrupt or finish your sentences. I may start to multitask. I'm listening to you and doing three other things at the same time. I may temporarily just tune out. I may permanently tune out. I can get impatient when I have to wait and wait and wait. I can jump ahead. Maybe I just quickly, my brain goes right to the end. Those are all the risks if the person I'm talking to can't get to the point. Now, I need to be more patient. So do you. I need to focus more. So do you. We work with way more people in the world that have never been trained in Brief. That's just the reality. I'm trying to change that, but I can't train 7 trillion people. People get off topic. They're all over the place. And we need to cut through clutter. We have things to say. We have work to do. We need to provide an update. What's the point? We had a schedule behind schedule. We need to make a recommendation, provide our senior leaders with a course of action or several courses of action. What are those courses of action in clear and concise terms? What's the point? We might need to pitch a new idea, new capability, new product, new innovation, new area of improvement. We might need to be in this moment to need to frame a challenge or problem that we're facing in a way that the person gets what the challenge is, like a challenge statement. We might be starting a meeting. What's the core objective of the meeting? Not the topic. What's the core objective? What's the point? We might be delivering a value proposition. What does your organization do? Tell me about it. We might be managing tough conversation. A person's got a performance issue, might be firing somebody. We're telling a person things that they don't want to hear. Maybe it's bad news. Maybe we're telling them no. In all these instances, we have to say the most important thing first, not in the middle and not at the end. You know, you think about this skill that I'm training at the Brief Lab. If a person's not doing this, they're probably creating noise because your brain has got a million things competing for your attention. And if you can't say the most important thing first, then my mind might wander into other things. Recently, I did a podcast on context camping, which is a term that I created. You spend so much time giving me background that I think that's the point. And it's not the point, but you're belaboring the background. And it's really starting to bother me because I don't know what you're talking about. And people start getting frustrated, especially when you're dealing with people that are in high stakes environments where time matters, attention matters, and you're trying to get important things done. And that's problematic. When I was thinking about this podcast, I often mention my fascination between clarity, teaching people to be really pointed in when they communicate, clarity and brevity, and comedy. The ability for a comedian to think of something funny and to frame it, to explain it, to tell it in a way that would be consistently funny. And I want you to start to think about, I can be consistently clear. I can be predictably brief in the same way that a good comedian can be consistently and predictably funny. You know, they're not just winging it. They've got a plan. What's your plan? And I had watched, and I share this in some of the classes that I teach at the Brief Lab, an interview with a comedian named John Mulaney. And I've shared this before in this podcast, but it's worth repeating. So John Mulaney was, he's from my town. He's from Chicago. A fun fact, I actually know his dad. John Mulaney was a writer on Saturday Night Live. He's a stand-up comedian. He's appeared as the guest host on Saturday Night Live countless times. He's done voiceover work. I mean, he's a very, very accomplished, talented comedian. And he was sharing a story about how he was trying out new material in a club near New York, and he was bombing. Really bombing. Like, he was trying out the stuff that he thought was funny, and the audience just wasn't laughing, which could be, I mean, I can't even imagine how painful it is to be standing at a microphone and you tell a joke and people don't laugh. And this person who was doing the interview, the question had posed to John was, what was one of your defining moments as a comedian? And he recollected these two nights at this comedy place and how he was bombing. And the headliner of the day, ironically, the headliner, because we're talking about headlines today, the headliner came to him and says, you know what? You're really funny. You are a really funny guy, but people don't have time for your cleverness. Get to the point. And he realized he was taking a long time meandering through this very, very circuitous route towards some premise that was funny. And the headline comedian says they don't have time and patience for that. They just had a babysitter. They came for laughs and you're making them wait. Don't make them wait. Start with the premise. Clarity is what matters. That was one of his defining moments. And I take that as counsel for you. Like, okay, so you're not trying to be funny, but you're trying to be clear. Okay, well, don't bury your lead. In journalism, they tell you speak with a headline. Well, it's uncomfortable for non-journalists like us to speak in headlines. Well, we have to because people don't have time. They have super limited, scattered attention and a million things competing priorities, competing for their time and attention. So what do? Tell them to wait? No, you start with the point. You say the most important thing first. Okay, but this is hard. Okay, like I said, it may be the hardest, but it's the most valuable. So how do you do it? Number one, it takes preparation. Before you go into any of those moments that I gave you, an update, making a recommendation, pitching a new idea, framing a problem, starting a meeting, developing a value proposition, having a tough conversation, prepare. What is the main point that you're trying to make? Write it down. We teach this in brief. It's your headline. It's your bottom line up front, your headline. Give me the headline. How was your trip? It was a waste of time. I got a performance issue. Managing tough. You have a problem with punctuality. Say it. Say it. You choose the words and then they hear the words. But you got to prepare. So preparation's key. This is why I wrote Quiet Works. We don't spend enough time preparing what the main thing is. That's why I did the podcast on Spear recently. Strategize. Think about it. Come up with a plan. What's the point? Spear. Then you express the point. And if the point hits, then you acknowledge and then you have them, you know, receive it. Or if it doesn't hit, then you adjust and you recap and you restate. But you want to have your conversations have a point to them, a direction. So number one, it takes preparation. Prepare the headline. Two, it takes courage and conviction to speak like this. You know, I account speaking in headlines to talking louder if you're talking to people that are slightly hard of hearing. So imagine, you know, if I was talking to somebody that had a slight hearing issue, well, I would naturally need to increase my volume. That doesn't feel comfortable to do that, but it feels better for the person that I'm talking to. Same thing comes with brief. When you're looking at this methodology of being clear and concise, which is what I call brief, I speak in headlines and I say the most important thing first. Why? Because they have a lot of things on their mind. And I don't want to create clutter. I want to create clarity. Start with the premise. The third thing is I speak in headlines and I say the most important thing first because it helps people listen to what I'm saying versus listening for what you're trying to say. So put yourself in a situation where you're in a conversation and a person hasn't given you the point. What they're doing is they're making you listen for what you're trying to say. This is frustrating for people. My mind wanders. Yes, I start to think, are you saying this? No, I'm saying that. I start opening up my phone and multitasking while you're in a sentence because I'm listening for what your point is, but I don't know what it is. And I get impatient and I get frustrated. Versus I'm giving them the point and now it helps them listen to what I'm saying because they know what I'm talking about because I told them this is what I'm talking about. You have a punctuality issue. This course of action will help us become more efficient in the next 90 days. The core objective of this meeting is to discuss what our primary weakness is as a management team. Got it. So third thing, help them listen to what you're give them a headline to help them listen to what you're going to say versus exerting a lot of energy and effort to listen for what you're trying to say. And then finally, I think when you say the most important thing first, it creates quick clarity. Boom, boom. Got it. I get what direction you're going. I get what you're trying to say because you told me. It's a spoiler alert. Give me the spoiler alert. It's like that infamous quote from Yogi Berra. If you don't know where you're going, you might not get there. So if you say the most important thing first, with preparation, with courage and conviction, with an intent to help people focus and listen to you, and to create quick clarity, honestly, you solved it. Like I was telling this young guy who wanted to know kind of like, what's the brief lab about and what do you teach? Give me the one thing. It didn't take me any time to know. That's say the most important thing first. If you do that, you'll almost always be ahead. And whatever endeavor you are. And as a person who does this and does this podcast for you, honestly, I want you to think about when you do this, how much easier you're making people's lives. If you're making me wait 30 seconds, 2 minutes, 5 minutes, I'm waiting for Godot. Sorry, spoiler alert, Godot doesn't come. I don't want to make people wait. Tell them up front, give them the bottom line up front, give them the headline, and you're going to win. That's what winning looks like. In the game, it's a competitive game of time and attention. Say the most important thing first. It may be the hardest, but it's the most valuable. So when it comes to clarity and brevity, have a headline. Just saying.